symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
And Free Shows fans, John Alva here. What's going on, everyone? I am very, very excited to be joined by one of my favorite guys in all of professional wrestling right now, quite frankly. He has an intensity that I think is unrivaled by pretty much everybody, and he has a massive, massive task ahead of him coming up at Bound for Glory on October 23rd. He is Josh Alexander. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. Happy to be here. Thank you.
I appreciate you taking the time, especially with such a busy, rigorous schedule ahead and a huge, huge main event. You're cashing in Option C, man, this lineage of the X Division leading you up to this point, a main event match with Christian Cage, an Impact legend in his own right. What have these last few months been like for you as you made the decision to cash in and set yourself up for a match that I'm sure you're going to remember for a long time?
I mean, they've been crazy, but it's been business as usual, I would say, for the last few months. Like, nothing in the game plan or the lifestyle has changed. It's just bigger opportunities and more pressure and, you know, just waiting for that day to come. October 23rd is coming up fast, though.
How difficult is it to keep yourself in that mindset of, I got to stay ready, I got to keep myself healthy, I got to keep myself prepared for a match like this? I would argue it's probably one of the biggest of your career, if not the biggest so far.
It's definitely the biggest. I will. I have no problem admitting all that. But it used to be very difficult to maintain this like day in, day out rigorous schedule of keeping myself prepared for matchups and stuff like that. But back from my neck injury 6 years ago, I just completely changed my philosophy. All that. I've lived this lifestyle every day since. And you know, now it's just as it's just every day. That's it. It's easy. It's second nature.
Your career is a great story of reinvention and finding ways to reinvent yourself, to put yourself in a position like where you are on October 23rd in Las Vegas. Before we get into that, though, since this show is in Las Vegas, first time you guys are leaving the confines of studio tapings since February of last year, how much do you look forward to getting into that new environment and really putting yourself in front of a group of fans that are hungry to see some pro wrestling?
It's very exciting. You know, nothing against the Nashville crowd and everything that we've been able to, you know, perform in front of for the past like 5 or 6 months, finally, since we've had crowds come in. But, you know, just the idea of going back on the road and seeing different fans, and it adds this this new challenge to every performer, every wrestler on the show, because you never know how the crowd's going to be in a certain town. So I know Las Vegas is going to be different. I know Las Vegas is Bound for Glory is regarded as probably the biggest show of the year. So all those fans are going to be ready to see kick-ass pro wrestling. So it's going to be an awesome time, and it's going to be even bigger crowds than we have in Nashville. So that's going to be nice come around time for that pay-per-view. So
your game and your offense is just so grounded in intensity. And that's what, as I was saying before, it has made you one of my personal favorites out there today. How much do you rely off having that crowd heat into your match and helping propel you into that? Because during this closed taping era, you don't really have any of that stuff. And with someone who's as intense as yourself, I have to imagine that had to have some tangible impact on you.
Yes, kind of, and no. Like, you don't have that adrenaline spike from the crowd or anything like that. You definitely have to learn how to perform differently. But like, I embraced having no crowds there because I knew that it was going to put a microscope on the in-ring work more than anything without having the distractions of crowds and everything like that. So it was only going to be to my benefit, because over the last 16 years, I've worked really hard to make sure that there's no holes in my game from a technical wrestling perspective inside that ring. So I knew I'd be able to stand out in that, you know, in that capacity at least.
And for audiences on American television, seeing you make this, again, I said it before, a reinvention, going from one half of the North, which by all accounts, one of the top tag teams on the continent with All Ego, Ethan Page, he ends up jumping ship to AEW. You're thrust right into a singles role in the middle of a pandemic where it's really hard to get that fan feedback that we're talking about. How did you navigate those challenges as you had that time of personal transition?
I mean, you just got to take it as you go. Like, that's one thing I've learned in my time. I've had a lot of experience in wrestling, thankfully, to prepare me for moments like that, where I think other people might have lost their heads or got, you know, in different situations mentally. But like, you just take those opportunities and you try to make the best of them when you get them. And luckily, I was able to build upon that. And that's how this is all materialized in like 9 months from the time I took my first singles match after Ethan Page left.
Which is just crazy, because I was there when Ethan Page made his AEW debut, and I was saying simultaneously, I'm really excited to see what Josh gets to do, because I followed your career closely. I know what you're capable of doing as a singles wrestler. You waltz into the X division, which has a rich history in and of itself, become X division champion, and now you follow that lineage of option C. How much does that mean to you in terms of your career accomplishments, to be able to put your name up there with the likes of AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels, all these people that have come through the X division and elevated their game to that next level?
It means an immense amount to me. all those guys, you know, the Samoa Joes, the Lokis, the AJ Styles, all those names that you named, there's many more that have come through the X division. Those were all the people that motivated me to even become a professional wrestler. And if I had gone from being in a tag team, being a very accomplished tag team champion, and then gone on to win the Impact World Championship eventually without being X Division champion, there would be a certain amount of disappointment for me, because that has always been something on my bucket list, something that I've wanted to do. I've always known, you know, that I can go into that division and make a difference and change things, because I think that that division was always known as the workhorse division or the guaranteed match of the night, you know, and that's always something I've pride of myself on. So I really wanted to get in there and, you know, make my mark in that division first and foremost before I could do anything else. And I'm very thankful I got to.
Well, now you get to use option C, the ability to cash in your title per se for a championship match against Christian Cage, which a year ago would not have been possible. The idea that not just Christian Cage being back in the ring, but that these companies in pro wrestling are working together, the quote unquote forbidden door, these opportunities that have presented themselves as a performer, how do you guys prepare for that kind of situation where you one day could be just squaring off with somebody from an entirely different world? I mean, one day we could see you and Ethan Page lock up again.
I mean, if you would have told me anything happened a year ago, I would have laughed at you. So, you know, now seeing all this stuff materialize and like just to, you know, the idea of the forbidden door and all this stuff, like wrestlers are fans first and foremost. So like the idea of all these dream matches have to go through all of our heads individually as well. So like I've gone through the Rolodex of, man, I would match up really well with this guy from this company and this guy from this company, and man, this one would be a banger. I hope that can happen. But then, you know, all it is hopes. But the one thing you can say is never say never in pro wrestling. That's like a complete, like, whatever, you know, thing that's said all the time. So it's just kind of hammered into your head. So you can just be hopeful.
Well, Christian Cage, like you, somebody who has had to overcome a lot of physical adversity in their career. You mentioned your neck injury. You had your stuff with your ear. Christian had this 7-year layoff due to concussions, but he decided that he wasn't done. And now he finds himself as the Impact World Champion, a multi-time Impact World Champion in his own right. You're Canadian. Christian Cage is a Canadian pro wrestling legend. What does this match mean to you?
I mean, this is what goes into why option C happened at this time. I think not only has my career progressed to a point where now I've been in it for 16 years, and, you know, I look at it and I'm just like, opportunities don't come all the time, so maybe I should take this one now. And the reason I'm taking this one now for the Impact World Championship is because the person holding that Impact World Championship is not only a legend in Impact Wrestling, but a legend in this business. He is going to be a Hall of Famer. There is no doubt about it. So if I can get in there and test myself against him in the main event of the biggest show in Impact Wrestling history, you know, that only sweetens the deal for me if I can rise to the occasion and call myself Impact World Championship when it's all said and done.
How do you assess Christian's body of work now that we've seen him for a few months, kicking the rust off, getting back in there after that 7-year layoff?
I wouldn't even say there's rust from the first time I saw him. I mean, I watched that Kenny Omega match closely where he was able to win the Impact World Championship. And, you know, it looked like Christian stepped out of a time machine from 20 years ago, straight into the ring with him. So, you know, I know exactly what to expect when we get in the ring with Christian at Bound for Glory, because, you know, luckily I've been able to watch him my entire career. But I'm definitely not getting an older, slower version of Christian. I'm getting the same Christian that was in his prime, because he's without time. He's ageless. Like
he very much has proven himself to be that. And we're obviously all about nostalgia here on Ad Free Shows and Conrad Thompson's network of programs here. So growing up in Canada, where did Christian rank for you in terms of your all-time favorites? You know, you're someone in your mid-30s. You obviously came through where the Attitude Era is the height of pro wrestling fandom. How does he set up against some of the other greats that have come out of Canada in that era for you personally?
I mean, I can do like the top five probably off the top of my head. Like, it starts with Bret Hart. There's no, just, nobody's touching Bret Hart. As a young Canadian growing up as like a early 90s wrestling fan, Bret Hart is number one. Owen Hart is number two. You know, rest in peace, Owen Hart. And then you get into the three and fours, and that's where, you know, Christian's name can come up. And, you know, I would always position Christian at number three personally. I was a big fan of Christian, especially when it came to Impact, and, you know, he just laid it all on the line and bet on himself and showed that he can hang with anybody. And, you know, it definitely furthered his career everywhere else. But I would put Christian number three, Edge number four. And then number five, you know, you get that toss up, but I'm definitely a Sami Zayn fan. So that is my top five Canadian wrestlers just off the top of my head. But yes, Christian does rank up there very high.
Do you find yourself drawing anything from Christian's in-ring style? You just mentioned five very influential people to your career. Is there anything in particular that you take away from his game?
It's not his intensity, but it's just his work ethic. I think that's one thing that you can say about almost everybody on that list, pretty much everybody, almost all Canadian wrestlers, is just like, we have a unmatched work ethic when you get in the ring. Like, there's one thing you're always going to be able to say Canadian wrestler getting in the ring is that you're going to see like a badass match. You're going to see somebody give everything they have to make sure that you get your money's worth. And Christian, he's definitely established himself as being that guy for like, you know, decades.
So he's a top five guy for you. So if you beat him at Bound for Glory, what does that do for Josh Alexander?
Oof, I don't know. I haven't thought about the prospect of beating Christian Cage. I'm just thinking about the match right now. I haven't thought about anything that happens thereafter. I certainly think I can beat Christian Cage. I know I can beat Christian Cage. But, you know, I don't want to think about anything past that moment after that match. And it would definitely be meaningful for my career and my life and, you know, my inner child. I'd be excited to see the look on my friend's face from high school, actually, more than anything.
Tell me that you were a 5-second poser back in the day.
Oh, no. I had a group of friends. And we were three friends, you know, the wrestling group of my high school, and they were the 5-second poser.
Okay, so you were the one taking the pictures,
yes,
for the benefit of flash photography, and they were the 5-second posers. Got
you. Yes, they were completely obsessed, and I was like the guy on the outside. So
you're like waiting for Bret Hart to just hopefully match up with like Dean Malenko on an episode of Thunder, and meanwhile everyone else is just 5-second posing.
Yeah. Shocker, I was the quiet one, guys. Yeah.
Well, look, it's worked out for you, and it's put you in a hell of a position here. What do you anticipate that moment is going to feel like when it's just the two of you guys squaring off on, as you said, probably Impact's biggest show of the year in front of a hot crowd in arguably one of the hottest times for pro wrestling that we've seen in 20-plus years?
I mean, I imagine it's going to be the most butterflies I've had in my stomach in my entire life, you know, short of, you know, the day my child was born and that excitement. You know, I'm going to be standing in front of the ring across the ring from a legend, you know, in the biggest stage in our company, you know, with all more eyes than I've ever had on me. And I'm going to have something to prove, because a lot of those eyes have no idea who I am, who are going to be tuning in, maybe. And they're going to know exactly who Christian is. So I'm going to have to prove myself even more. So, you know, it's going to be fun. I have this enormous chip on my shoulder and I'm ready for all this pressure. So I think I'm ready for the moment. And, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see on October 23rd.
Yeah, just a couple more real quick here. You just mentioned that there's probably going to be more eyes on you than there have been in a while. AEW has obviously been able to utilize the partnership with Impact here to bring in the likes of the Good Brothers and other people that have helped aided in storytelling. As someone in the Impact locker room, what have you taken away from that relationship, and how would you like to personally explore it?
I think that, you know, the relationship has been beneficial both ways, but I definitely think that some of our guys could definitely make a splash over on an AEW television, much like a lot of the AEW people have come over to our program and done so. And I think it would only be mutually beneficial to show that, you know, we can hang with these guys much the same. And it's just, you know, it's exciting to think about the possibilities of that, but like the logistics of it happening are, you know, probably a nightmare from a television perspective. So I don't know. I don't do that. You tell me when to go out there and ring the bell, man. That's my job. But, you know, I can speculate and think about everything else, but I just think it'd be better if we can get on there too and show that we can hang with the likes of the Jungle Boys and the Adam Coles and the Darby Allins and all these crazy matchups that I think fans want to see.
Maybe we could see a reunion of the North across both of these companies at some point.
I mean, only if it's against FTR. I'm telling you, I'm not even considering it.
That's the team you want to face?
That's the only one that's getting me interested in that possibility right now.
Interesting. Why is that?
I think Dax and Cash are the greatest tag team of the last probably 20 years. And I think that, I mean, sorry for the hot take, everybody. I know there's going to be people that are mad about that, but I think they exemplify tag team wrestling. I think there's one thing that, you know, we did as a tag team as the North was try to, you know, put an emphasis on like tag team wrestling, using the rules to your advantage and using the rules, and really, you know, something that's been lost on the independence from a tag team perspective. And I think that, you know, Cash and Dax, much the same. We hold a lot of those things in the same light. And I think the matchup would be, you know, something very special. And, you know, Dax is an enormous Bret Hart fan, just like me. And I want to see which one's more of a Bret Hart fan.
Well, maybe that's something we'll be able to see down the line. But first, you got to get through Christian Cage at Bound for Glory, October 23rd on pay-per-view. Josh Alexander, biggest match of your life. Very excited to see what you bring to the table there. Like I said, it's been a lot of fun following your career through Canada, into the United States, through your tag teams, and now into the biggest match of your life. And I'm really excited to watch it. Congratulations on all your success. And we really appreciate your time here at Ad Free Shows.
Thank you. Anytime.